Hi, I'm Jeff Offen, the Big Game Hunter. I'm the head coach for JobSearchCoachingHQ.com, and welcome to No BS Job Search Advice Radio. Everyone makes mistakes. I make mistakes. You make mistakes. And some are really dumb. And I think this is the dumbest interview mistake someone can make and the easiest one to correct. So I hope you find this helpful. I hope you're not doing this, but if you are, it gives you a chance to correct it. So if you find this show helpful, give it 5 stars in iTunes or Stitcher. It helps other people discover the show. And with that, let's get rolling. And I want to talk with you about one of those stupid resume mistakes people make time and time again. It's incredibly frustrating. It's so avoidable. And it's ridiculous that people don't do it more often. Here's how to fix it. Ready? Spell check your resume. Now, this should go without saying, but it's not done. You know, you think your resume is perfectly typed. You know, sometimes you've got fat fingers. Sometimes you just don't know how to spell the word. Just spell check your resume. I saw a statistic recently that one spelling error can cause a resume to be rejected. Now, I'm not going to do that, but I'm always going to investigate that person more thoroughly because I'm wondering where else this person got sloppy. I know clients that think that way. They don't necessarily reject, but they're going to put that person through a bigger meat grinder of an interview because they just want to make sure that sloppiness is not part of the pattern. After all, this is your time where you're supposed to be trying to create a great impression. If you're consciously trying to do that and you're not spell checking your resume, what's going to happen when you're not trying to consciously create a great impression? So again, just take a minute. You know, it's not hard. You know, all word processing software has it. So spell check your resume. It's a stupid resume mistake if you don't. So this is Jeff Altman. This video is helpful. I was looking at resumes last week. There was not a day that went by where I didn't have 5 to 10 resumes that had spelling errors. Oh, and by the way, if there's unique language for your field, let's say you work in information technology or engineering, and there are products or services that are unique to your field, visually check the spelling just to make sure, because sometimes the misspelled typing is a correct word, but it's not the word that you want to use. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you do, I want to encourage you, come join me at JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. That's my site with curated information from around the web that I've developed in podcast, video, articles. All my books and guides to job hunting appear on the site, all for one price. And I also want to encourage you, give the show 5 stars in iTunes, please. I have a link in the show notes. It's going to help other people discover the show and help them anymore. So I'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, have a great day. Take care.